Americans who become disabled before they reach retirement age often rely on the financial support of Social Security disability benefits. More than 500,000 people have been waiting now as long as 3 years to see if they'll actually get these benefits. The Social Security Administration says it's made some progress in chipping away at its staggering backlog of cases, but there's still problems with money to support the program. Jennifer Guerra of Michigan Radio reports.
Randy Fink goes in for his fifth back surgery next month. It's just one of a slew of medical problems the 53-year-old has had to deal with. He's also got a hole in his heart valve and nerve damage to his arms and legs, all of which means he's limited in what he can do physically.
Can't push, pull, crawl, don't belong to standing, don't belong sitting. Pretty much can't do much of anything anymore.
Fink worked in maintenance and home repair for 35 years until his health deteriorated. He filed for disability benefits, but his claim was denied, so he appealed. That was over a year ago, and he still hasn't had his hearing.
They sold my house. I sold my boats. Basically, I sold everything that I worked for.
The latest data show that the average time between the filing of an appeal and the actual hearing is almost a year and a half. In Michigan, where Fink lives, it's more than 2 years. Fink and his wife now live in a mobile home.
I had a chunk of money saved, and I got nothing no more. And there's no way that they pay enough to even put the money back. But I don't know what I'm going to do in the meanwhile. I'm just getting through. Just scraping through.
Michael Astrew says what's happening to Randy Fink and others like him is unacceptable. Astrew is the new commissioner of Social Security appointed by President Bush. Every year, more than 2 million Americans file for Social Security disability benefits. About two-thirds are initially denied. Their only recourse is to file for an appeal before an administrative law judge. That's where the backlog comes in. As of last month, there were more than 740,000 people waiting for their appeals to be heard. Commissioner Astrew says that's because there aren't enough judges.
Last time I checked, which was about a month ago, we were at 1,041 administrative judges, which is really unacceptable. The minimum that we think we need to start driving the backlogs down in a significant way would be about 1,250.
According to the Social Security Administration's advisory board, the number of Social Security disability cases has doubled since 1999, a trend driven by aging baby boomers. But only 6 more judges have been added. Astrew says the agency's been in a hiring freeze for most of the last few years.
Congress has had other funding priorities in the domestic area, and the administrative budget for the Social Security Administration has been losing out consistently for a long period of time, and it is starting to show up in the quality of performance.
After hearing testimony on the backlog this spring, some members of Congress resolved to address the problem. U.S. Senator Tom Harkin, a Democrat from Iowa, sponsored the Senate spending bill that includes funding for the Social Security Administration.
We put $9.7 billion in my bill to take care of the disability claims. That's about $500 million more than last year, and it's $125 million more than in the president's budget.
The appropriations bill cleared the Senate last month, but the president and Congress are far apart on the overall budget, and Bush is threatening a veto. Until they work out their differences, the agency's hiring plan is up in the air. As for Randy Fink, who's still waiting for his hearing, he's already spent almost all of his retirement savings.
I think the idea is if they make you wait long enough, people just die. They just go homeless, go in the streets. And if you got a 3-year waiting list, how are they going to find you if you don't even have an address?
At minimum, the agency says it needs 150 new administrative law judges and another 100 support staff. But even with that, it could take 3 to 4 years to significantly reduce its chronic backlog. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Guerra.